What's up, my friend? Welcome to Breathing Fire, the official podcast of Beast Life Brand, a new breed of powerful believers repping the Lion of Judah. Christ lived the original beast life, and now it's our turn. We must warn you, though, it's not for the weak. It's for the hardcore.
Hardcore.
Our MO is to equip people of faith and kingdom entrepreneurs to live powerful and represent. God did not create you to live small. He gave you raw talents to develop and use. It's time to find more purpose, live with passion, and lead with impact. Your host is Fired Up Phil, a husband and father, entrepreneur, rebel, truth seeker, and man of faith who's leading and growing the Lion's Tribe movement. We despise religion and lukewarm living. We're fired up and building our kingdom. Please connect with us across social media at Beast Life Brand. And now, get ready to have some fun and break some chains with this episode of Breathing Fire.
All right, everybody. What's up, Lions Tribe, my tribe of kings? This is Breathing Fire, the official podcast of Beast Life Brand, and we are a badass brand. We are totally a badass brand.
Yeah, we are.
Repping the rock. This podcast is for a new breed of powerful believers, right? That's what we're always talking about here, where we just feel like that God has something going on. There's a movement, there's a calling, and we're trying to, you know, build momentum with a new breed of believers. People who are repping the Lion, and they're doing it in a manner that allows them to be free.
Yes.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. There
Absolutely.
Is peace, there is joy, there is love.
Yes,
and that's what we're going to bring you on this podcast here. I'm your host, Fired Up Phil, as always. And you might realize, or be listening, or be watching, depending on how you're viewing this, but we've got a new cat in town here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Glad to be on board.
Let me introduce to you a friend of mine. Actually, a new friend of mine.
Yes.
My man, Ellie.
Yes,
Welcome
sir.
To the show, Ellie.
Thank you, Phil. Thank you. And hi, everybody.
We are amped up for this episode. Not only this episode, but we're just amped in general because we've been meeting and we're relaunching the podcast and we're relaunching the group. We're kind of... as Jesus would do,
yeah.
We're laying hands on the whole brand,
yes,
on everything, and we're raising the dead, and we are going to be putting a lot of effort and energy into, you know, building a movement here for the King of Kings. We are kings, right?
Yes, we are.
But this is not about selfism.
No.
We don't glorify ourselves like many of the rest of the world do, and hey, I understand, but we're about repping the King of Kings
yes,
here.
Yes, we are.
Right?
All day, every day.
So that's what this brand is about. And we're excited because we're gonna relaunch this podcast. We're going to be talking about all kinds of stuff, which we're going to get into in a minute on this episode. But let me introduce Ellie to everybody. So why don't you give a brief, inner overview, so to speak, of your background, who you are.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So my name is Ellie. It's like the Spanish for Eli,
you know,
always have to clarify that because apparently Ellie's a girl's name. So whenever somebody calls me Ellie, they're like,
there's lots of names that go both ways.
You know, that's exactly what I'm thinking. So I'm just like, nah, man, it's like Eli, but just Spanish because, you know, I'm Spanish.
And I look Spanish, but I'm actually a paisan. I'm a
started talking Spanish to this cat. He's like, no
yeah.
comprende, right? Like, wow, that's misleading. That's misleading. But yeah, so I met up with Phil a couple of weeks ago during Memorial Day. A mutual friend of ours actually introduced us. He was generous enough to open his lovely home.
And he ate all my food.
I ate all
Dominicans.
His food. Listen, you can't bring a Dominican to a barbecue, man. I mean, listen, I knew he wasn't Hispanic because there was no rice and beans. As soon as I walked in here, I was like, yo, where's the rice and beans?
That's
but,
it.
You know, nevertheless, we still clicked. So Phil and I got to talking, you know, over a song that came on, and it was a Christian song,
yeah.
If I remember correctly.
We started kicking it.
We started kicking it, absolutely, because I knew the lyrics, and he was singing the lyrics, and, it's not common that you find somebody who knows the lyrics to a band that identifies as Christian unless
yeah.
they're believers themselves.
And you know what's interesting about that whole meeting is,
yeah.
like, when you're around somebody who you know is, like, a brother in law, I never met you before.
Never.
But yet I felt like I've known you forever.
Oh, my God, yeah.
You have that connection.
Absolutely.
You have that programming, the love of God, you know, obviously manifesting in and through you.
Right.
And so it's like, you could not know somebody, but if they have the light inside of them, like if they're a believer and they're, you know, obviously a spiritually led person and stuff, and you can literally, which is what I think is so awesome. Like, you just connect and you have that, you know, and we connected not in a, cause everybody who watches the podcast or knows that we do not like religious people.
Right.
Just put that right out there. We talk about that all the time. Legalistic, religious people who try to take away your freedom. We're about breaking chains, not creating chains.
Right.
And so when you meet somebody who walks in freedom, the freedom of the spirit, like you did, we connected right away.
Connected right away.
And we were able to kind of kick it and just start talking and stuff.
Absolutely. I didn't mean to cut you off. No, man. It's all good, you know. And one of the reasons that we were able to kind of connect on such a level is because you will be recognized by the fruit that you bear.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, and we are all family when it comes, we're a family of believers, right? And I think that that's what, and we all are, everybody who's in the Lion's Tribe of Kings and anybody who is a believer, we're family, essentially. Yes. You know, whether we're not blood related.
Royal blood.
It's a bloodline. And family recognizes family, real recognizes real. You know? Yeah. So we got to talking a little bit and we got to sharing, you shared your vision first. And like I had said before we realized the mics weren't on, you know,
take seven.
It was one of those things where when you were talking to me about your vision, it was resonating with me because it's very similar to the vision that I have.
Okay.
Right. But it's not one of those things where I was kind of hesitant because kind of like when you meet a girl for the first time and you're kind of getting to know each other, you don't want to come off as, oh my God, me too, because it's going to come off disingenuous. But there was nothing disingenuous about that. The vision that you shared with me was very similar to the vision that I had in my heart. So after a couple of meetings, we decided to kind of move forward, and here we are. So it's great.
Mm-hmm. And so what's interesting, too, is let's just make a quick point on that. Because so here's how that unfolded. And this is something that I think a lot of people, we're always about trying to give some nuggets, some things that people can take advantage of. And not because we're perfect, but because we're imperfect and we all need improvement, right? Like people say, well, you know, why are you doing this? You're doing that. Or you get, you know, a lot of times when you look at people who are making podcasts or who are, you know, doing coaching or doing these things, then they can very easily come off as like thinking that they're perfect. We're not perfect. We're imperfect.
Not at all.
Like human beings. And we're always about improvement and self-growth,
of course,
and becoming more and more like the person, the individual that God wants us to be. So that's basically like this podcast is about always trying to bring some type of fire, some wisdom to help people improve themselves, to help them, you know, have something that, you know, they can take with them and, you know, improve their life. Not just about us, right? We're about helping you improve. And one of the things that I think people can benefit from that a lot of times is neglected is taking chances and realizing that you're, as they say, your network is your net worth too. Like, so, and you don't know what type of relationships are going to come into your life that are going to enrich it unless you're open, unless you take the chance, you know, to allow it to. So what happened between me and you is, okay, thankfully we had a mutual friend that introduced us, then we connected. But it could have very easily ended there. And it does a lot of times for people.
A lot of times it does, absolutely.
But instead, we said, all right, you know, I feel, I said, let's exchange numbers.
So
Now we're dating a little bit here, right?
All right.
But I was like, all right, so, you know, you don't know. Yeah, you have to be open because when God is trying to move in your life, and he's always trying to move in your life all the time.
Yeah.
But we miss opportunities, right? A lot of times. And the only way that we don't miss them is when we take action on them. So to bring it back to that. So we got it in our numbers and I reached out to you, texted you, hey, you know, let's get to know each other more, right?
Right.
Like, you know, we're brothers in the faith, believers want to get to know you a little better. So we probably hung out again. And then at some point I had shared some vision and what we were doing with the brand.
Yeah, that was
and
a long then, night. I remember we stayed in your deck. I think I got home like at 3 a.m.
Yeah, just
it was me, myself, your lovely wife. After the crowd had kind of dissipated a little bit, that's when we kind of had the chance to really, really share our hearts with each other, which was a great experience.
Yeah.
Because there we are, you know, no distractions, and we were able, and it flowed so naturally. It wasn't like there was not that awkward, hey, so here's what it is. it flowed supernaturally into something that would eventually become a formal meeting where we would sit down and kind of discuss the relaunching, so to speak, of not just the podcast, but the brand
and everything.
And just kind of see what we're going to do with that.
Yep. So. And not taking action and not, you know, following up and not, you know, taking the time to do that.
Yeah.
Even though life is busy and those things, like, you have to take advantage of the opportunities that God puts in front of you to see what it could grow into.
Right.
Right. You don't know what's going to, you know, you plant seeds everywhere, like the farmer, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know which one of those opportunities is going to grow,
you know?
Unless you plant. And a lot of people don't plant. And that's kind of the moral of the story, is keep planting and allow God the opportunity to.
Sure.
To
absolutely. And it's that first step is the most difficult, but the most critical in everything, you know? And we look at when Peter was on the boat, with that storm, and he saw Jesus walking on water. And, you know, Jesus said, just take the first step.
Yeah.
Take the first step. But it was the fear that almost kept Peter from actually reaching Jesus, which can be compared to any end goal.
Yeah.
Right. But that first step and the storm around them is really both relevant and irrelevant to the story. It's relevant if you focus on it. It's irrelevant if you don't. Right. And I think that this is the same approach when we're doing anything, whether it's a podcast, whether it's a new career, whether it's a new relationship, whether it's a new venture, no matter what it is, that first step is always the hardest, but the most important one to take. So
I think the storm is very relevant, though, because it's easy to take the first step. It's easy to focus when the storm's not there. But let's be real.
Yeah.
Typically, the storm is always there.
It's always
nothing, right, that you really ever do that God is leading you to do that's great is going to be a cakewalk. There's always going to be the storm. So when you look at that story, it's cool the story to bring up, right?
Yeah.
You're always going to have to focus. And what was he focused on? He was focused on
Jesus himself. Right?
And so what you focus on is important.
Absolutely.
Overcoming the fear and taking that first step is
important.
And knowing that you're going to have to do it in the storm.
Like, right.
It's not going to be a cakewalk.
And being brave, you know, and bravery is not the absence of fear. Bravery is moving forward in spite of the fear. And
correct.
I think that's something that people need to understand. So
correct.
Is there fear? Of course, we're humans. We're
yes.
human beings. But our faith should be stronger than our fear.
Yes.
And in that particular story, Peter's faith was a lot stronger. And he managed to not sink. Well, he did start to sink after a while.
Yeah, he did.
But then Jesus came and he was like, are you doing?
Yeah, that's we could do a whole message on that.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
That's great, like that he did start to sink. And then what happened?
Mm-hmm.
God helped him up, right?
Yeah.
When he you know, he took the and that's a just understanding that is you realizing that just because you go out, it doesn't mean that it's going to be perfect. Like we were talking about again,
exactly.
You start to walk, but then you start to think things are going to happen inevitably.
They're going to happen.
And so that's kind of, that's a fantastic story to read. And we should do a message on that one.
We definitely should. And I think that's one of the main, things that excites me, because I don't know that, at least not to the capacity and the extent that it should be. I don't know that the issues are addressed. Which, again, as long as we keep our focus away from the issues and keep our focus and our faith on Christ, we should be okay. But that's not to say that we can't acknowledge that things might suck for a little bit.
Things are always going to suck,
right? And there's this idea that you can't acknowledge that things are horrible right now. That's not a lack of faith.
Mm-hmm.
A lack of faith is, man, this really sucks right now, but I'm still going to take that first step. So that's one of the things that's of particular excitement to me as we kind of relaunch the brand, the podcast,
so
and
let's,
get into
let's
conversations.
Relate it. Let's relate it right to that, because I mean, that's what kind of happens, right? So we took the first step with the brand,
mm-hmm.
right? And in the midst of the storm, in the midst of everything, and it started to sink.
Yeah.
It started to sink.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that we're sunken.
Nah.
Right? It just means that, you know, we needed to work on some things and grow and gain that traction and do it. And this is a ministry, right?
Yeah.
So this is something that we're constantly giving into, pouring into. And so with that now, we're working on getting back on to water walking.
That's it.
And I'm super fired up about water walking, because water walking takes you, in order to walk on water, you can't do that by yourself.
No, you can't.
You have to focus on
Ain't that the truth?
Who can help you walk on water?
Ain't that the truth, man? So it's exciting. It's exciting. The relaunch, and we're excited to have you all kind of like along for the journey.
Yeah.
And we're definitely going to give a platform for our listeners, for our viewers,
yes,
to kind of feel like they're a part of what's going on, because they are.
And we're looking to raise up other men, exactly, and stuff as leaders. And let's talk about the brand. Let's talk about what we're doing here.
Let's do that.
What we're growing. This is we're building the tribe of kings,
mm-hmm,
the lion's tribe of kings. So the lion is the Lion of Judah. We talk about that all the time. Jesus Christ is the Lion of Judah. And we're working on building a new tribe of lions, right? A new tribe of kings for the lion. So it's the lion's tribe of kings. So it's led by Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking to build a tribe of men and even women that are real freedom-seeking, truth-seeking Christians that want to rep the rock, and even non-believers that want to come in, right?
Of course.
And learn more about the faith and understand it better, yeah, and help, even if it's just to help yourself grow and get ahead. We walk in love, right?
We do.
Not judgment. And so it's always an open invitation for anybody out there. That's what we're looking to do. We're building that.
Absolutely.
And we're doing it through the Lions Tribe. We have a group on Facebook called the Lions Tribe. So you can go check that out and get in there and join. There's going to be a lot of stuff that we're going to be posting that we're going to be doing in there. We're going to be obviously building people up. It's going to be about connection and community and even accountability, right? So we're going to get into all of that, and we're going to continue to move this forward. So what was it about the brand that stood out to you that you really liked? Like, what got you excited?
Yeah, I think it was the notion of, I believe in the whole idea of you can't pour new wine into old wineskins.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And I think that we are living in a generation where, unfortunately, Christianity is associated with elements that are essentially non-Christian. Right? We are a loving people. We are not a judgmental people. We are not an exclusive people. So when the opportunity came up, I jumped right on it, because it's right in line with what I believe Christianity should be. It's relationship. It's connection. It's community. It's building each other up. It's helping each other out. You know, it's essentially being the extension of Jesus Christ, that and representing Jesus Christ from a holistic standpoint. So that's one of the main things that jumped out at me. The sense of community with the different social media approaches. I mean, the potential to reach people that are way beyond anything we can reach on a personal level. That was something that was great. And it's just the idea of being with like-minded individuals who are, vehemently working towards establishing the kingdom of God on earth. So that was the main thing that kind of appealed to me. And the platform is great. Okay. So yeah.
Okay, awesome. So we're focused on helping, and we talked about this in a previous episode, but since we're relaunching, we'll do a little bit of a briefing on that. Like, the type of person that's best suited for what we're doing in this brand,
right,
is an ambitious believer, yeah, or non-believer that is open. So
right,
we can never force ambition into somebody, right?
No,
if you want to stay stuck, this is not the podcast for you. This is not the brand for you. We are all about making progress, attacking fear, breaking chains. That's our one of our slogans, and growth and stuff. So that's what we're going to be focusing on, and that's what we're going to be looking to help people do.
Yeah, and just forward movement. Nature gives us a perfect example of how dangerous stillness is, right? If you look at a stream that doesn't flow,
okay,
it becomes stagnant, right? It gets bacteria, all the mosquitoes, all the nasty stuff that you definitely don't want to swim in, and you definitely don't want to drink either. Yeah. Believe me, I tried drinking it one time. Not recommended at all. Nope. But so we definitely want to continue to move forward, and that's important. We want that progression. We want that forward momentum, because that is where life lies. Life lies at the place of movement.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's something
that's either growing or dying.
You're either growing or dying.
Yeah.
There is no in between.
At the end of the day, there is no in between. You're either moving forward or you're moving backwards. you're making progress, or you're either ascending or you're digressing, right?
Exactly.
And too many people just leave that to chance. And when you leave stuff to chance, then you're just asking for major trouble.
Yeah. Or they have an unrealistic definition of what growth is.
Yeah.
You know, growth is defined as moving beyond a current spot, whether it's an inch, half an inch, whatever. So when we define growth in an unrealistic manner, then we don't think that we're growing.
Yeah.
And we generally tend to hinder ourselves. So having the ability to kind of speak a little bit as to what growth is and just kind of show folks, as long as you're not in the same place that you were once upon a time, like you're doing good.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It's not a competition. It's not a comparison.
Right.
Right. Some people are going to grow exponentially. Other people is going to take baby steps. Either way, that's growth. That's a good thing.
Yeah. And you're, at the end of the day, you're competing with yourself. You're not competing with other people.
Always.
You're competing to be the best person that God created you to be.
Right.
And when you focus on that, you you allow yourself to make progress. When you focus on, you know, how you may lack stand comparing to another person, you're focusing on, you know, and I learned this early on, and this is a powerful thing to understand when it comes to progress, is when you're focused on, you know, maybe who somebody or in some place that you want to be, what you're focusing on is the gap in between where you are and where you want to be. And that's a disempowering focus.
Mm-hmm.
When you're focused on just who where you are and the progress you're making, now you're focused on progress, right? And you're focusing on, you know, being able to make that progress. If you're focusing on where you want to be, that's not a bad thing, but what happens is many people start to focus on the gap, the distance of, and they start to get discouraged. Focusing on where you want to be is good, but you just got to make sure you stay focused there.
That's
you
know what critical I mean?
And not focus on getting discouraged of why of the distance in between where you are and where you want to be.
Right.
That's where you have to bring progress into the equation and say, hey, look, I'm focused on where I want to go and where that place is.
Absolutely.
But I'm also, I also understand and I'm focused on the progress that I'm making. So I'm excited because I'm getting closer.
Right. It's the difference between focusing on how much longer you have left instead of how far you've already come.
There you go.
You know, exactly. It really is all about that perception piece. And that perception piece can be our worst detriment.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, hey, I'm not where I want to be yet. Oh, no. But we failed to focus that we're certainly not where we were once upon a time.
Yeah, absolutely.
And as long as we have moved beyond that starting point, that's good progress. And that's something that should definitely be celebrated and it should be recognized. So here we are.
Here we are.
So here we are.
Celebrating what we're going to accomplish here within the future episodes of Breathing Fire.
Yeah.
And so let's talk here really quick. I have to bring this up. I don't want to embarrass you.
Of course.
But
here we go.
There was something that went down. And I believe this is a true story. Actually, I know this is a true story. I'm going to embarrass you a little bit. But
it's all good.
Did you just break your toe playing cornhole? You know, I'm not going to lie. Like, I never thought cornhole was that physical.
I gotta get this in the camera. Yep, he's not lying. He's not lying.
Like, it's not basketball. It's not football. I mean, it's not even golf. And I don't even consider golf a real sport. I mean, golf is a game.
Man,
it's a tough game to play. It pissed me off. I'm not that good of a golfer. But can you explain to the people how in the world you broke your toe playing cornhole?
Yeah, all right.
What did that look like?
I need to preface this, right? I need to preface this by saying that among one of the best things of my friendship with Fire to Phil was my discovery that I actually love cornhole, right? So I know. Don't judge me. Judge me on the broken toe once I tell the story. I'm ready to be judged on that. Right. Heck, I judge myself. So the second time I came here, or maybe it was the first time, I don't remember, we played cornhole, right? Mm-hmm. And I've heard of it. I've never seen it before.
Dominicans don't
play cornhole. Not at all. I don't even know how to say it in Spanish, right? what is that? Like, Ojo Maiz? Like, I don't even know what that is, right? No sense whatsoever. So I was like, yo, so what do we do? Like, what are the rules? Like, tell me about this, right? Because I want to play fair. So I was like, just put the little bag thing in the hole. I'm like, that's it? That's easy enough. So apparently I'm like a goat at it. Right? So then we had gone to another barbecue, a mutual friend's, and there was cornhole there. So now I'm getting the hang of this, right? So last week we had a barbecue at Phil's home, and I'm doing my thing, right? Now, mind you, I'm carrying the team, right? Because my partner had no aim. Okay. I mean, I'm surprised this brother pees in the toilet straight.
He's got a lot of cleanup.
Exactly. So I'm killing it, right? And I'm playing. And there was one instance where, I found out yesterday when I went to the orthopedic that normally people stand like this, right? My feet go like this. So okay. My pinky toe is always in danger.
Okay.
Right? Which
you
makes,
walk like a duck.
I waddle, right? All I gotta do is just quack now. But so I was throwing the bag and I dragged my right foot and my pinky toe caught the edge of the board. And right away, there was a sharp pain. So I looked down and my pinky toe is pointing east.
Yeah.
It looks like it's hitchhiking. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, not going to make a scene. I'm single. There's some attractive women here.
You're bleeding.
I'm bleeding all over my sandal, right? I'm bleeding all over the floor. So I get down. I like put my pinky back in place, right? So then I was like, all right, I'm not going home because I can't look like no punk. Right? Yeah. I mean, who goes home because of a pinky?
Yeah.
So we stay, we have a good time, right? By the time, and then we come and watch the UFC fight. So by the time it's time for me to leave, I think it was like at 1 a.m, yeah. I can't even walk straight. Like, I am hobbling. Like, I'm going down the stairs, literally holding on to the banister, holding on for dear life.
You got beat up by a cornhole.
I got beat up by a cornhole.
And you know what? I would have, you know, just do me a favor. Whenever anybody asks you about that, just make up a much better story.
I have to.
You just got to tell them. Even if you tell them that it happened during cornhole, you know, tell them you got in a cornhole ball. Like, you won on the last toss. The guy next to you was
everybody was mad.
He left. Yeah,
everybody was
mad. He punched you in the face. You started brawling.
Man,
that's a much better story.
No, I didn't realize how stupid it was until I went to the ER. 2 days later, mind you. So the next day, which was a Sunday.
Did you at least lie to the doctor?
No, I should really learn. I should really learn how to lie. So homeboy's there. Like I had to tell the receptionist first, right? You know, the triage.
Did she start laughing?
She was trying to hold it in. You know, when you're trying to hold it in, and it looks like you're trying to hold in, like not passing gas in public. That's how she looked. And I'm like, really? Even with her mask on, I could tell that there was something going on in there. So I'm like, all right, whatever, no problem. I got to tell the truth, though, because I figured it's important to my diagnosis.
Okay.
Like, if I tell them that I fought a bear, they might want to give me a shot for, like, rabies. And, like, I'm not good with that. Like, Dominicans, we don't do shots. No, we don't like that at all. So, anyway, so then the nurse comes in, and I have to repeat my story. I'm like, can't you just read it from the files?
Yeah.
Like, don't they take notes of this stuff? Like, why do I got to repeat it again?
Yeah.
But I feel like they just wanted some comedic relief. So she laughed at me. Okay, ha, ha, ha. At this point, I'm like, I am not telling this story again. So the doctor comes in and he's like, what happened? I'm like, are you serious right now? Like, do y'all not take notes? Like, I am a teacher. I am a doctoral student. Yeah. I believe in note-taking. So like, you don't have to repeat
yourself. Why am I repeating the same thing?
Yeah. Exactly. So I tell him and he starts laughing. Now I'm just like, so what am I, like a joke to you all? Like, is that what's happening or not? Comedic relief? Like, ha, ha, ha. Okay, broke my toe playing cornhole. Let's move on. So anyway, to make a long story short, fractured my toe in two places.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm in this boot for 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay.
So I am going to, with the permission of the Lord, I think the Lord understands, I'm going to start lying to people. I'm just going to. Right? When I go down to pray at night, God, I just want to say sorry, but you know I have to, Lord, because who breaks their toe playing cornhole? Like only me, bro. Only me.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I did get a kick out of that.
Kick, no pun intended.
No pun intended. Yeah, no pun intended. So we are excited here. So we plan on bringing some fun, some excitement, and we're going to relaunch the podcast. We're going to resurrect the group.
Yep.
We've been saying this for a while, but now we're actually, you know, at a point where if we're focused, we're having these meetings, we're doing our thing. And we appreciate all of you out there, anybody watching who is supporting us and is supporting the brand. It's not our brand. It's always God's brand. He's the CEO, right?
Yeah.
We always say.
Of course.
And so we're just about building up a brand that shares the love of God, that shares the love of Christ, and that is helping people grow in any way that, you know, we can help them grow through the different F's that we believe. None of them are a curse word.
Nah. We gotta make sure we got straight.
Family, finances, fitness.
Yeah.
So we're doing all that, and we're gonna bring some cool messages on all of that and more, and help people grow, help people become the men and even the women, obviously, that God created them to be. And so we are excited about that. So with this episode, do you have anything that you want to, you know, talk about in signing off here?
Just briefly, you know, we believe in the holistic nature of the human, of man. And when I say man, I'm talking about mankind, women included. I think that we are spiritual beings, certainly, but we are also emotional beings. We're mental beings. And one of the things that we want to do through this podcast is we want to address the humanity that God gave us in a whole, not just one avenue. I love the fitness piece. I love the financial piece. I think a lot more should be spoken and connecting when we connect Christianity to that. Because at the end of the day, God wants us to be successful. And this is not a prosperity message. It's not a prosperity gospel. I'm actually leery of those. But it's just being a good steward of our minds, right? And when we're a good steward of our minds, it trickles down into every aspect of our normal life.
Yeah.
You know, fitness being, I mean, I am telling you right now, I'm in the process of a fitness journey that has, I've already lost about 28 pounds.
Good for you, man.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? And I'll share my story throughout the season here, but being in the recovering end of a divorce, you know, during the pandemic, and having to adjust to that, I believe that there are other men out there who definitely need to be ministered to in that capacity. And the five F's really encompass all of that.
All of it,
yeah. You know, exercise is the most underutilized antidepressant that there is. And
food
is the most overutilized drug that there is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I am looking forward to exploring a lot of this during this season, having these important conversations and just... If I can call Alice in Wonderland, seeing how deep the rabbit hole goes. Not the cornhole, because we already know what happened from that.
Yes. Yeah. We're going to take you down some spiritual rabbit holes on this podcast.
Looking forward to all of that.
We're excited about it. So, with that said, get ready for some more Breathing Fire. Thank you for listening and helping us rep the rock. Breathing Fire is the official podcast of Beast Life Brand.
Yes, sir.
And we are going to see you inside the Facebook group on the Lions Tribe. We'll see you on the next episode. Peace out. God bless, as always. And we will rep the rock together. And
Amen.
We'll grow this brand and grow this ministry and build up a new tribe of believers.
Absolutely.
Of men who are, you know, interested in growth, interested in taking their lives to another level,
mm-hmm.
and being the leaders that God is calling them to be. So
We'll
see you on the next episode. Join us. Peace.
Peace.
All right, Lions Tribe, that wraps up another episode of Breathing Fire. We truly hope you enjoyed it. If so, it would mean the world to us if you'd help us kingdom build by leaving us a great review on the platform you're listening on. Subscribe or follow the podcast and share it with friends. Thank you so much. God bless. Remember to visit us online at beastlife.com. Join our free Facebook group, The Lions Tribe, and connect with us across social at Beast Life Brand. Until next time, keep breaking chains and living powerful. Peace out.